An advocate for nursing home residents says she's worried that not enough employees at those facilities are getting vaccinated for COVID.
I realize there's personal choice, but it is so devastating to residents.
That's Angie Baker. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, April 8th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with 2,000 more voters in Normal casting ballots Tuesday than have ever voted in a town election before. And yet, that's still only a little more than 25% turnout of registered voters. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Mayor Chris Kuse touts the record turnout as validation of his campaign. So does losing mayoral candidate Mark Tiratilli, who says it shows his views were heard. Yeah, but, says an Illinois State University political scientist. Eric Rankin says the flip side of that is three-quarters of registered voters didn't show up.
Trying to take a mandate or claim some level of success when you only get the feedback of 25% of the population, I think, is really missing the bigger point.
Rankin says there were clear distinctions in candidate philosophies to drive participation, yet turnout remained low.
And it's not because it's not divisive. This was, at times, a fairly divisive campaign. The issues were real, but people just aren't connecting.
Rankin says people seem to be fixated on the presidential and national cycles and don't pay heed to local contests, even though those races have a lot more direct impact on people's lives.
It can't be true that only 25% of people actually care about local issues. There's a massive disconnect when it comes time to turnout numbers. So on the one side, we're excited by the fact that we saw turnout numbers go up, but on the flip side, they are still abysmally low.
Bloomington's voter turnout was also higher than average, at just under 22%. Rankin says mayoral races tend to drive turnout at the local level, and the three-way race in Bloomington had fewer sparks than the one in Normal, which was a rematch.
It has been this way for my entire life. I just don't know what it's going to take for people to look at state and local issues the same way that they do national issues.
He says the victories in Normal of incumbent moderates and the defeat of progressive candidates in Bloomington shows that while there's a substantial block of voters on the left and right, council candidates have to appeal to moderates as well as to their base. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County set a new record for hospitalized residents yesterday with COVID, now up to 43. Our testing positivity rate rose to 5.7%. That's the highest it's been since January 25th. ISU students are being encouraged to sign up for on-campus vaccination clinics today, Friday, and Monday. Those will be done with the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Construction begins Monday on Interstate 55 over westbound I-74, northwest of Normal. Lane closures will be required, with work expected to be complete by November 1st. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. It has been a long year for anyone connected to a nursing home, the residents, the staff, and loved ones. But hope is on the horizon. That vaccination effort has waved over residents, and now there's only one active outbreak at a McLean County facility. Angie Baker from the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging is an advocate for nursing home residents. She says many were largely confined to their rooms this past year. That's where food, activities, and care were delivered.
I know as we are starting to go back into facilities and talking to folks, there's not a one that hasn't experienced a roommate or a friend down the hall that has gone into, say, a memory care unit because of the decline in their social health isolation, as well as their own physical and mental health, even if they didn't require additional care. It's been extremely hard on residents.
Where are those times where you've had to not step in, but play the role of advocate for someone related to the pandemic?
Number one thing we've advocated for over time, there's been different levels of visits that are allowable depending on the status of COVID within that building. We've done everything we can to get compassionate care visits, which are allowed if COVID is present in the building, for the health and the welfare of a resident.
How would you characterize kind of the overall staffing challenges that you've seen in McLean County facilities at this moment?
So maybe we're going to call it a staffing shortage to some degree, which then means a reliance on agency staff, which isn't inherently a bad thing. They don't know the residents. They don't know their personal needs and care and routines. And it's not deliberate, but it's just not as sufficient. Certainly, attracting employees to stay involves a good compensation package. And we just have some companies that don't make that attractive or competitive. And so you can get a job, three different job offers in a different facility in the same town in one day during this time.
How are vaccinations going in the nursing homes we have here in McLean County, both for residents and employees?
So a really important question. They're going great with residents. There was a high compliance or acceptance, very high, and we see it on the news. The measured outcome is a dramatic decrease in hospitalizations and severe illnesses for residents. So it did what we wanted it to do very effectively. The problem is staff have not been so accepting of getting a vaccination, and I'm not going to pretend to understand the why of that, but it has a dramatic impact on residents again, because COVID potentially is coming into the building via employees. That causes a shutdown of that building, whether it be temporary, if it's just some sort of an isolated case, and I won't get into the regulations on that, but otherwise they go into a complete shutdown. So you're not going into the dining room. You're not going out of your room again. It's devastating. And I realize there's personal choice, but it is so devastating to residents.
That's nursing home resident advocate Angie Baker with the East Central Illinois Area Agency on Aging. Before we let you go, the Normal Planning Commission meets today at 5. On the agenda are some items related to Rivian's potential for future expansion in West Normal. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.